Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
¿Quieres saber un secreto? Ahorrar para el futuro no es tan difícil. Travis Credit Union lo hace más fácil. Abre una cuenta del mercado monetario Jumpstart para ganar la tasa más alta con el saldo más bajo. Es una manera rápida de ahorrar y un camino seguro hacia tu propio futuro. ¿No es inteligente? Más información en traviscu.org/jumpstart. Pueden aplicar calificaciones de membresía y otros requisitos. Asegurado a nivel federal por NCUA.
Oh, hey, kiddo. How was the hill?
Educational.
Oh, learned a new trick?
Yeah, the trick to a happy, fulfilling life, maybe. I learned that mountain air unleashes my inner peace. And rip and pow, well, the whole crew's all, yoo, induces spontaneous joy.
Okay, that's nice.
The Icon Pass lets you do you at 50 destinations worldwide from $249 adult. Drop in for next winter now and save at iconpass.com. Yay!
Me and AU, Episode 3, In a World Where.
I think a lot about alternate universes. Not just the kind in fan fiction where it's like, what if this character was an Olympic pro figure skater instead of an international spy? Or if all these superheroes were in a zombie apocalypse? Or your favorite paranormal park ranger was secretly a werewolf. I do think about that stuff a lot, too. How would the characters I love stay the same? How would they change? How much can you take away or switch around before you lose something essential? Nature versus nurture versus zombies. But I think about it for me, too. What if I'd grown up somewhere else? What if lending my pencil crayons to Erin Walker in grade 1 actually made me her new best friend? What if I'd said that funny comeback in the moment instead of thinking of it 15 minutes later? Which moments would change me? And would the moments of change be as obvious as they feel when you're imagining another universe for a person on TV?
And the head of the entire department said he really liked my idea.
Oh, wow.
So, on top of pulling together the rest of the conference, we're going to have to find sponsors for the executive lounge.
Right.
I don't know if anyone else in the intern pool has any background in fundraising, and Jesus, it's not like I can count on Greg to do anything.
Yeah, no, that guy sounds like a total douchebag.
The biggest douchebag. Oh, I didn't even tell you what he tried to pull on Jamie during our first peer review.
I met Whitney Tadhar in grade 3. We had to do projects on dinosaurs in class, and she was the only other person who thought the Ichthyosaurus was cooler than the Triceratops. We've been best friends ever since. We go to different universities now, but every summer and Christmas break, we've come home and picked up like before, hanging out in our bedrooms until stupid o'clock in the morning, watching bad movies and reading way better fanfic while we get hopped up on sugar like we're still 14 and can't legally drink. Well, most summers. This year, she got an internship in Toronto for this company that does, I'm not sure if it's finance stuff or marketing. God, ugh. Imagine an AU where I'm a good friend.
So, how are you doing out there?
I don't know, the usual. I'm thinking about this fic based on the new Selkirk app. Like, now that they've confirmed this whole curse on Tony's household thing makes him sort of immortal. I mean, until it kills him. I was thinking of doing maybe like a 5-in-1 fic
where... Was the new episode last night already?
It was on Tuesday.
Really?
Okay, you have like 6 day planners too many to not know this.
Only 4, don't shame. And I'm at least 2 episodes behind anyway.
Do you need me to come out there and fight your bosses until they give you some free time? Because I will. With my fists. And my superior copy-making skills.
I mean, you should come visit me out here.
I thought you were coming home before we went back to school.
Yeah, for a few days. But you know Mom and Dad are going to want to see me for at least some of that.
Right.
And I want to show you around out here. It's a really great city. There's a board game cafe near the office. That has to appeal to your nerd brain, right?
No, yeah, that's cool, I guess. I don't even know if I could get the time off.
You could come near the end of the summer. You're gonna have to quit around then anyway.
That's true.
And you have to do at least one fun thing with your last summer before graduation. We might not get a lot more chances to just hang out like we used to.
Christmas?
Think about it, okay?
Okay.
For real?
Yeah, I will, promise.
You didn't answer my question before.
Huh?
How are you?
I'm fine.
Wow, really sell it to me, Kate.
I'm learning so many things I didn't want to know about what people think is okay to do in public bathrooms. So, that's cool.
Thanks for reminding me to never complain about working overtime. Hey, you know, Riley's working at that pizza place downtown again.
Oh, yeah.
You guys should get together. Swap war stories. You still have her number?
Maybe?
What?
I mean, she was always more your friend than mine.
Kate.
Whitney.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, nothing.
Kate.
It's just weird not having you here. No, forget it. Sorry. No. It's cool. I'm glad you're having a good time out there. It sounds really cool. And, shit, it's later than I thought it was. I have to go to work.
I miss you too, nerd. Let me give you her number before you go.
Fine, Mom.
You wish. Get a pen.
Okay, here's a deeply shameful admission. Before this summer, I used to imagine what it'd be like to be in one of those AUs where everyone works in a coffee shop. Yeah, that dream died its final death about...
Saturday, May 30th.
Scenes from a realistic coffee shop AU, part 219 of Infinity.
Got a test coming up?
Huh?
You've been in here 4 times today. That usually means university student. Unless there's some other reason you don't want to sleep tonight.
I mean, I could think of a few reasons.
At that moment, the flirty one-liner Tony had spent half an hour rehearsing in the coffee shop's bathroom mirror was interrupted as the person in line behind him did what could only be described as a full-on body check before thrusting their credit card at Garrett's face. Don't block the register, asshole. Large coffee, black.
Yeah.
Talk to you, later?
As Garrett opened his mouth to reply, the espresso grinder and the blender fired up in unison. P.S. There are coffee grounds in my bra right now, and I am never doing a coworker a favor ever again. Scenes from a realistic coffee shop AU, part 564 of Infinity. Tony was pacing again. Garrett had said to meet him out here on his break, which was supposed to have started 5 minutes ago. He checked his phone again. 6 minutes now.
Hey, how's...
It was hard to know where to look first. The ham and cheese wrap Garrett was trying to devour seemingly without the use of his hands, or the still-dripping t-shirt plastered against his chest. Garrett let the door to the shop slam behind him, and the puff of air that motion kicked up gave Tony something entirely less pleasant to consider.
What? What's that smell?
How about...
Garrett frowned and swallowed enough of the wrap in one go that Tony could see it move down his throat, snake-like.
How badly do you want to be able to keep ordering food and stuff from here?
I usually just get the iced tea.
So I spilled some, okay. So you know how if you leave milk at the back of the fridge for long enough, you get, like, not really cheese, but this lumpy stuff that...
Yeah, I think I changed my mind.
Scenes from a realistic coffee shop AU, part...
New private message from user Hella Enchanted.
Sorry you're having a rough day at work. Or maybe just sorry about customers in general. I remember what retail is like. If you don't mind saying, what happened with the coffee grounds? Ella.
Aww. I was grinding coffee for a customer, and I guess I set the bag in the wrong place. And now I know that if you shoot coffee grounds at the floor with enough force, they can really bounce everywhere. 0 out of 10. Do not recommend. And, hey, thanks for asking. Getting your message really brightened up my day. I'm Kate, by the way.
Me and AU is a Procyon Podcast Network production. You can find transcripts for every episode of the show, as well as information about our other podcasts at procyonpodcasts.com.
The voice of Kate is Philomena.
The voice of Whitney is Misha's voice.
The voice of Tony is Ben Moody.
The voice of Garrett is Sam B. Wynn.
The voice of Ella is Alisa Park.
So I mentioned this on Twitter already, but I'm not so shameless I won't mention it in the credits here too. If you're listening to this episode the day it came out, it's my birthday today. And if you've been looking for a moment to support the show by telling the people in your life about it, whether they're your friends, your loved ones, or just some stranger who you're leaving a comment for on AO3, now is the perfect time to do that. Word of mouth is such a big deal for us as a new podcast, and everyone who said something already, it just means the world. So thank you so much. This episode was written and produced by Andrea Clausen, with sound design by Aaron Bauman. Our theme song is by Samantha Jean Rivers, logo by Alex Yoon. Find us on Twitter and Tumblr at Me and AU Pod. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Now playing from Voyage Media.
A naked woman picked up the recently decapitated head of a goat that had been sitting in a large silver-colored bowl. She held the goat's head high above hers, its dull black eyes staring emptily as she threw her black hair and allowed the blood to trickle down the front of her body.
When the lights go down, what stories really stick with you? Presenting Fever Dreams, an anthology of dark genre stories, horror, crime, sci-fi.
My eyes settled on a crystal piece, the only thing hanging on any of the walls. A man's face, set inside a raging sun. The eyes started to glow.
Now playing from Voyage Media, in association with Seven Lamb Productions, creators of the hit audio drama Tower 4. A new descent into darkness in every episode. Season 1 of Fever Dreams, a pulp collection. Available anywhere you listen to podcasts.